Here's a question I want you to take a moment and to reflect on. What is the cost of not knowing how to do a thing? This is what we call ignorance tax. Ignorance tax derives from the fact that if you had the knowledge of how to do a thing, you could implement it right now. The reason you aren't where you want to be in life, if you have goals that are above where you are currently, if you're building a business, you haven't achieved the things that you're set in front of yourself. The reason you don't have the things that you want in life is because you don't know how to get them. If you knew how to get them, and if you were the person that had the skills to get them, you would already have them. And so I think about this a lot. Those areas of my life, I sat down today and I wrote out, like, what are the goals that I'm really striving for this year? And I wrote out 5 goals. And every single one of them, as I look at them, I ask myself, what is the ignorance tax? What is the true cost that of not knowing how to get that thing? What is that really costing me right now? For instance, if your goal is to build a $1 million business, if you're currently making, say, $100,000 a year, your ignorance tax of not knowing how to build a 7-figure business, it's costing you $900,000 a year. That's a lot. That's a really steep ignorance tax. For instance, if your goal is to build a $1 billion company and you're only doing $10 million, this is what I think about a lot, is that I'm not trying to build a $1 billion company, but if that were my goal, the ignorance tax that I have right now is that I only know how to build, say, around $100 million company. I've never built $1 billion. So the ignorance tax of not knowing how to do this thing, it's costing me $900 million a year. In the same way of, like, what's the ignorance tax of not having the body that you want, of not having the relationships that you want, of not being the person that you wake up and look in the mirror and you love seeing? What is the tax that you're truly paying on not knowing how to become that thing, to go and get that relationship, to have that physical vessel that would make you happy, right? Like, what's the true cost of that?
Hey, real quick, guys, you already know I don't run any ads on this because I want to keep it like a really awesome listening experience for you. But I do have an ask. I'd love it if you could just help me spread the word so we can help more entrepreneurs, creatives, and high performers just make more money with less stress and more fulfillment. So the best way that you can help me do that is by reading, reviewing, and sharing this podcast. Like, the single thing I ask of you is please just take 10 seconds to drop a review. Seriously, it would mean the world to me. And more importantly, it may just help change somebody's life. So thank you, and let's get to the show.
And in my mind, I think about this question so much because if you're like me and you're listening to this podcast, which I presume to mean that you are probably more like me than not, is that you're a high achiever. You're a peak performer who has these lofty, ambitious goals for who you want to be and where you want to go in life. And that means that we spend a lot of our times focused on the destination where we're trying to get to, right? And that we always are moving that goalpost on ourselves. Even as we accomplish a goal, we are just right away in the process of moving it further back on ourselves. But this question, like this ignorance tax question of, like, what is it truly costing me to not know how to get the thing that I want? I find that to be a very empowering question because I have historically really struggled with motivation and with discipline. These are things that don't come naturally to me in my ADHD weirdo brain. And so whenever I can find a question that kind of hits me hard in the chest and goes, that kind of frames things. This is one of those questions for me, and I hope that it hits you in the same way, which is like, what is it really costing me to not know how to do that thing? It's not just the money, right? Like, it's the missed potential, the lost opportunity cost of, like, becoming the version of yourself that you always knew that you could be. I find that to be very interesting. So, I don't know, this is kind of a rambly episode, no real directions, no real insights, nothing really to add, just a question that I was reflecting on this morning as I was journaling. Hopefully it gives you something to think about as well and can help triangulate in your own life. Okay, how am I going to move forward towards my goals now, knowing, like, what is the true cost of not knowing how to do this? And maybe that'll make you more willing to pay these intermediate costs that will, you know, appear in the meantime. You know, like, if the cost of not knowing how to build a $1 million business is $900,000 a year, then maybe it's a good investment to go spend $50,000 on a coach, on a mentor, on a program, right? That can teach you the skills and get you to $1 million next year. $50,000 versus $900,000, I would take that trade every single day. Thank you very much. So just a new lens, new framework, a new mental model for thinking through these decisions, these expenses that we incur in life. And I think the biggest expense that any of us can incur is, that missed potential of not living up to that person, that version of yourself that you could have become. So hopefully that's not a price that you have to pay when you're 80 years old and looking back on life and thinking like, man, shoulda, woulda, coulda, could have been better, could have been more. I wish I hadn't sacrificed so much for so little. Anyhow, that's gonna do it for me, guys and gals. I appreciate you. We'll catch you in the next episode. Until then, stay hyper-focused, my friends.